From Los Angeles Airport, the latest from podnews.net. Edison Research revealed their Podcast Consumer 2019 study yesterday in a webinar. They've posted the full slide deck and video on their website. On the Twitter hashtag, Midroll have highlighted that 70% of podcast consumers are doing, quotes, nothing else when listening to podcasts. Mark Asquith highlights that 75% of non-listeners believe that podcasts are just not for them and sees this as a marketing opportunity. And Evo Terra highlights that podcast listeners overwhelmingly use their phones for just that. Apple appear to have rolled back their Apple Podcasts on the Web products, which we reported on yesterday. The old pages are now appearing again. We did notice some errors using the service yesterday, so perhaps it needed a little more polish, or perhaps they're waiting until WWDC in 6 weeks. Meanwhile, 9to5 Mac has discovered an icon for a rumored but likely Apple Podcasts desktop app in an upcoming Mac OS release. The BBC is testing dynamically personalised programme trails within BBC Radio 6 Music using a million ads. It's a beta trial currently run on the BBC's Taster platform, but the possibilities on a signed-in service like BBC Sounds are obvious. The BBC doesn't, of course, carry commercials in the UK. A notable quote, "The team did want to run it within BBC Sounds, but that platform's development path is so intense and they didn't want to wait." The subscription podcast app Luminary launches on April the 23rd. In our show notes and in our newsletter, you'll find a peek at the iOS app, which is in beta. And as is clear from the trending searches, the app also includes non-premium podcasts from other publishers. Who knows? It might even include us. Amazon Alexa speakers have unveiled a new news experience. It'll now play continuous streams of news, including things like a live CNN stream or additional news stories from NPR. Details, though, are scant, and it isn't clear whether this is only a US thing for now. A Boston TV station has featured Radio Public in a statement called "How to Gain Podcast Listeners in Any Niche." The BBC's Brexit podcast was downloaded 1.3 million times in March, says its producer. Castbox, the podcasting app, has added community features. Community, it's called, is a dedicated social feed within the Castbox app that lets podcasters post about their favourite shows and episodes. GoPod.me is a new free service offering automatic links to podcast apps, allowing podcasters to promote their podcasts on all apps. We link to us on the service from our show notes and from our newsletter today. We, of course, offer a similar subscribe page ourselves. Radio Public has launched a free podcast marketing course. It's a 21-day podcast marketing guide available to anyone who claims their podcast on Radio Public. Dr. Phil is to announce a new true crime podcast with Stitcher. Listeners will travel inside the minds of the nation's most notorious murderers through exclusive interviews guided by the expert forensic analysis of Dr. Phil, says the press release. ABC Nightline's investigative series The Dropout is turning into a TV show, reports The Verge. We linked to Futuri Media and the University of Florida's NAB Podcast Users National Survey Report of 2019 yesterday. It's a natty title, but the link we used might not have worked for everybody. You'll find a refreshed link in our newsletter and in our show notes today. An interesting stat for you, 83% of US teenagers have an iPhone, and 86% plan to buy one as their next phone as well. And new jobs today include a head of audio position at the Financial Times in London and a podcast junior partner manager at Spotify's London headquarters. You'll see the list in full in our newsletter only, and that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.